All right, welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. Here we are, the week of Thanksgiving, a blessed Thanksgiving week to each and every one of you and all of yours, whoever yours are out there in the world. May God's abundance shine through your life. Well, today I want to talk about the principles of nonviolence. Because you want to talk about Thanksgiving, what kind of Thanksgiving would ring out from the heavens if we in the world could actually practice those principles of nonviolence that MLK talked about in his life? You see, the vision and voice of MLK Jr. is as needed today as ever. He led with passion and purpose in taking on the systemic racism and blatant injustice of his time. And he was battered and beaten down, but he never quit. He had his eyes set on a vision worth giving his life to. Well, in the midst of our world's turbulent dysfunction, his principles of nonviolence and steps for nonviolent social change can certainly lead the way. They're timeless principles. The key is getting folks to gather at a table, like a Thanksgiving table, like a family table, and map a future together. A lie of this world is that we can be totally independent from one another and to hell with the rest. That does not work and it has never worked. We need each other. We need to walk together. We need to work together in creating a better world. And demeaning and dismissing and ostracizing the other, no matter the other, only leads to separation and loss. Working together, building each other up, listening deeply, and then diving in to work hand in hand, always, always, most certainly, leads to life. So on this week of Thanksgiving, for which there is so much to be grateful for, yet so much to work for, I offer these words of nonviolence, these principles that Dr. King pointed to. Principle one is nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people, and it's active, nonviolent resistance to any form of evil. It is aggressively, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally active. You need courage to lead with nonviolence. Principle two, nonviolence seeks to win friendship and understanding. The end result of nonviolence is redemption and reconciliation. The purpose of nonviolence is the creation of a beloved community, a whole community where there is equity and where all can live and thrive and have their being. Principle three, nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice, not people. I want you to hear that again. Nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice, not people. You see, nonviolence recognizes that evildoers are also victims and are not evil people. The nonviolent resistor seeks to defeat that evil and to restore people. And as a principle that I use in my household, when one suffers, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. Again, the goal is that everyone could rejoice. And by that, one great big banquet, feast, and party. Principle four, nonviolence holds that suffering can educate and transform. Nonviolence accepts suffering without retaliation. And unearned suffering is redemptive and has tremendous educational and transforming possibilities. Again, you know there's suffering, but through the suffering, new life will emerge. Principle five, nonviolence chooses love, love, love instead of hate. Nonviolence resists violence of the spirit as well as of the body. Nonviolent love is spontaneous, unmotivated, unselfish, and it's creative. Yes, nonviolence. You'll know when it is being practiced because you will see love instead of hate. And principle six, nonviolence believes that the universe is on the side of justice. Nonviolence believes that the universe is on the side of justice. The nonviolent resistor has deep faith that justice will eventually win. the art towards justice, toward redemptive life, toward whole life will be accomplished, no matter how long it's going to take. Nonviolence believes that God is the God of justice, that God will work for that redemptive and whole justice for the sake of all. These are powerful principles for nonviolence in our world. Well, Dr. King articulated those, but he went on to articulate the steps to live into those principles. Because it's one thing to name a vision, you got to have a strategy to live into it. And these can happen then both socially and interpersonally. Number one, you have to have an information gathering where you gather up what is the problem, what is the issue, what is it that we're facing in our world or in the community or in the institution or in the body. And once you have that information, you can begin to work on it. Number two is education. It's then essential to inform others and include your opposition about your issue. This minimizes misunderstandings and gains support and sympathy from everyone. Education's important. Number three, the step that you need to take is have a personal commitment. Daily check in and affirm your faith in that method of nonviolence. Eliminate hidden motives and prepare yourself to accept suffering if that be the case. Number four, as a step, discussion or negotiation. Yes, there's going to be grace and humor and intelligence, all of those things, in order for you to get there. So look for what is positive in every action, even in the opposition. And don't seek to humiliate the opponent, but call forth the good in the other. The fifth step to take in actualizing nonviolence is direct action. These are actions taken when it seems that we're not getting somewhere. These actions involve a creative tension within the conflict so that you can begin to move the ball forward. And then another step is reconciliation. The sixth step. Nonviolence seeks friendship and understanding with others. Nonviolence does not seek to defeat the opponent. Nonviolence is directed against the evil system or the evil force or the oppressive policy or the unjust action, not against persons. And through reasoned compromise, both sides can resolve the injustice with a plan of action. And each act of reconciliation is one step closer then to living as the beloved community. Can you see all of those held in dynamic tension? Nonviolence is a way of life for courageous people. Nonviolence seeks to win friendship and understanding. Nonviolence seeks to defeat injustice, not people. Nonviolence holds that suffering can educate and transform. Nonviolence chooses love instead of hate. Nonviolence believes that the universe is on the side of justice. Yes. That is the work of a people, the work of a church. And the church, through nonviolence, is called to create beloved communities for the sake of all. Can you see churches living that way? Can you see families living that way? Can you see nonprofits, schools, places of business living that way? Yes, 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 we can. All of it's important. Remember, we are the church called to be grace in action. May the world experience a faith-filled response in a turbulent world as we live as nonviolent people in the world. All right, church, have a great, blessed Thanksgiving Day with you and yours. Good day.